The Cooperstown Summer Music Festival began with three events in 1999 and since then has offered the region more than 100 performances from classical to contemporary, jazz to bluegrass, cabaret to kids' concerts. This Friday, the festival will present Jasper String Quartet with Linda Chassis on Sunday. They'll present a multi-generational instrumental tribute to Frank Sinatra. Linda's founder and artistic director of the Cooperstown Summer Music Festival and has been hailed by critics on three continents as one of the most exciting and dynamic flutists of our generation. She joins us now to tell us about this weekend's concerts and the other wonderful concerts taking place in Cooperstown this month. Always nice to have you on the program.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much for doing this. So, as we mentioned, you've been doing this since 1999.
That's right. This is our 18th season.
And what has that ride been like for you?
Well, it's a summer ride. It has been a summer ride. It's fascinating. As a flutist, we have a limited amount of repertoire to play.
Yeah.
And doing this kind of curatorial work has been so kind of mind-expanding to be able to kind of think about how to program things that are beyond the flute, much bigger than the flute, exploring different genre. So it's always fun, and it's great to let my imagination go a little bit wild on occasion.
So where did your imagination bring you this year?
Well, this year, variety, I think.
Okay.
My goal for August was variety.
That's always good.
So we start with the Jaspers, and they're a wonderful young quartet. They are known for their guerrilla chamber music. They pop up and play at all kinds of unusual places. Actually, they'll be playing on Main Street in Cooperstown, not so unusually, but tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the park. Free performance, just yep. as a welcome. They've played on the top of mountains in 40-degree weather. They've, you know, so they're sort of not your typical string quartet.
Okay.
So I'm playing with them a work by Amy Beach, an American Romantic composer. It would be the 100th anniversary of that work. So that's sort of standard. And then we move, that's tomorrow night, Friday, at the Christ Episcopal Church at 7:30.
Yep.
And they're doing Mendelssohn and Haydn. It should be a lovely program. And then when I was thinking about my jazz event, I called my friend Lauren Schoenberg, who is a wonderful jazz scholar. He has an encyclopedic knowledge of jazz. He was Benny Goodman's manager at one time, also a fantastic saxophonist. So I said, you know, I'm thinking Sinatra's 100th
sure.
birthday. So he said, let's do all instrumental Sinatra, because who can really imitate that voice?
Yeah.
So basically, he's chosen five of the classic Sinatra albums, like Only the Lonely, In the Wee Small Hours, Sinatra Swings Easy. And all of these albums have very well-known songs and also songs that Sinatra loved but were less popular. So they're doing instrumental versions. He put together a kind of multi-generational band, sax, trumpet, piano, bass, and drums. And that should be just a lot of fun. And he tells lots of anecdotes.
What? No flute?
No flute. I'm just curating that one. No flute.
All right.
Yes. And then we move to August 19th, where we do Bach and Sons, which is J.S. Bach and two of his famous composer sons. We're going with Wilhelm Friedemann, the drunk, and the drunk pauper. And
forever known as the drunk pauper, yes.
And Carl Philipp Emanuel, who actually was much more famous than his father
yes.
at one point. So that should be really a wonderful program. We have fantastic violinist Ayano Ninomiya, who is known for her TED Talk on the Bach Shakan. She is coming, Bradley Brookshire, harpsichord. A local Cooperstown tenor, Quinn Berniger, will be featured in some arias, and that'll be really a lovely program, also at Christ Church. Sunday, we have the 21st of August, we have Hopkinson Smith, the legendary lutenist, doing a program called Mad Dog, Elizabethan lute music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So where does the Mad Dog come from?
Mad Dog is one of the, I think, names of one of the songs.
Okay, yes, one yes. of the, part of the repertoire.
Part of the repertoire, yes.
For the lute.
For the lute. Solo lute. You know, you have to pitch it, Joe. Right?
Yes, solo lute.
You know, you say solo lute concert.
Yeah.
But he is incredible. Yeah. And it's just hard to believe anybody can make that those kinds of sounds.
Incredible sound.
Incredible.
All right.
And on the 28th, here's my novelty, flamenco. I was at Town Hall this year, and I heard and saw Paco Peña do a flamenco show. And I said, you know, this is the ultimate chamber music, all those tapping feet and guitars and singing. So I decided I would do a flamenco show. I contacted a Spanish conductor friend of mine. He said, Sonia Ola is your person. She is the real deal, the only true wonderful flamenco dancer based in New York. She's been touring with Madonna, teaching Madonna how to dance flamenco. And she's coming with her husband, the cantante Ismael Fernandez. And they're bringing another dancer who has been working with Paul Simon recently.
Oh, wow.
And so it'll be two dancers, guitar and singer. That's on the 28th at the Otisaga Ballroom. And that should be a lot of fun.
And that's a pretty full season.
That's not even the whole season. That's okay. Just August.
All right. And then you go on.
And then I decided to expand into the shoulder seasons. We had two concerts in April and June, and we'll have September 11th. And a good day to play beautiful music, I think, the 15th.
You need it.
Anniversary. We really need the music. And that's a program called Impressions, Flute, Harp, and Viola. Be a wonderful program. And we finish in October 2nd. So it really is quite a full season. Who knows? I might start doing things in the winter as well.
Talk to us a little bit in the years, as you said, it's your 15th year. So how has...
18th
year. My apologies. 18th year. How has the audience grown? How have you seen your demographics firm?
We have a very loyal core group of supporters who come from all over. There's a gentleman who's listening, I'm sure, this morning who comes. He's 83 years old. He drives from Troy for every concert.
That's great.
And then he has dinner at the Otisaga. It's a lovely place to have a concert because you can have a drink and then you can have dinner and then drive home. And he is very faithful. So we have core audiences from a wide circle. And then, of course, we have visitors to Cooperstown who come, and we have people who are coming to the Glimmerglass Festival who also join us. So it's I'm exploring the audience for the shoulder seasons because that I actually get many more locals who are perhaps not there in the summer. So it's interesting. But it's always, it's a lovely group of people. I feel like I know many people by name. I like welcoming people. It feels like a family.
And the eclectic nature, as I mentioned in the introduction, of classical, contemporary, jazz to bluegrass, you're doing Sinatra, you're doing flamenco. There's all kinds of things that you're doing in a season. And that says a lot about, about the organization, but also about the audience that they're with you for that ride.
Right. And it is amazing that you're going to get someone who's going to come to contemporary classical music and also enjoy the flamenco and jazz. And I think it's an element of trust. I hope that I've built people can trust that whatever I'm bringing is really quality, a quality performance, and that I'm doing it for a reason. And that I choose artists who are really communicative in whatever genre they're working in. So hopefully people can relate, even if it may not be something that they've ever heard before or they'd ever think or imagine they could like.
Well, it's a beautiful weekend that you've got set up. It begins on Friday night, tomorrow night. And I didn't realize, so it's the Jasper String Quartet, and it's named after the park in Canada,
that's
the Jasper
right.
National Park.
They were performing at a festival in Banff, and that's how they chose their name.
It's a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And then Sinatra will be performed on on Sunday.
But Sinatra will only be there in spirit.
Yes. Well, the Sinatra music, the music of Sinatra, and gorgeous. So all of that is going on. You can find out more information by going to CooperstownMusicFest.org, CooperstownMusicFest.org. It's the Cooperstown Summer Music Festival, and it runs throughout August, September, and October.
Yes, it does.
And you can find all of those dates on their website. You also can see them on our website. We have a link, WAMC.org, which will be posted along with this interview. Linda Chessis, it's always great to have you on the program. I thank you very much for the great work you're doing and for sharing with us this morning. A delight to have you here.
It's always a delight to be here. My favorite radio station.
You're very sweet. Thank you very much for being with us, and have a wonderful time this season. Thank you.
Thank
you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.